Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Foss Corporation, LLC.
I'm just stunned that I saw what I saw. This is impossible. Things like this don't really happen. I mean, I've read about them in storybooks, but certainly not in real life. One summer, I got this particular job in Ireland. So it occurred to me, hey, I'll take my wife and two children with me. My family and I were very excited about this prospect of being able to go to Ireland and film a movie. We were put up in a manor house. It was kind of an older place. It was quaint, out in the country. It was remote, but nice. It was just going to be a great summer event, but we did not expect to have to deal with what I eventually had to deal with once I got there. The room that they put us in was a corner room. It kind of overlooked the field surrounding the manor house. It had a certain vibe to it of yesteryear. My wife and I were bringing in the luggage, getting set up. One of the odd things that I did notice was there was a few places where you could feel like you're passing through a chill. It was like a sheen of coldness that I walked through. It was pretty distinct. It was something I hadn't experienced before. Okay. I don't know if it was due to the age of the manor house, but we just figured it's the Irish experience. So that night, I went with the kids, got them all tucked in, and made sure they were comfortable and warm. And my wife and I went to bed. I kind of tossed and turned most of that night. It had been a troubling sleep. when I woke up in the morning, I didn't feel rested. I felt tired. And this was concerning because, you know, you have to put in long days and I needed to be on my toes. As the week progressed, I had these increasingly restless nights. My wife was concerned with my behavior and was starting to disturb her sleep. It was becoming a problem, and we didn't really know what to do about it. Figured, you know, maybe I had jet lag or something. So one night, I went upstairs to get ready for bed. I was trying to be quiet because everybody else in my family was already asleep. I got into bed. Once I'd fallen asleep, I was having a really violent dream. All kinds of awful things happening. Murder and bloodshed. I mean, it was just very violent and disturbing. And I was shouting the name Lucy over and over again. And I woke up in a start and discovered that I was sitting in the dining room. It was freezing, and I was drenched in sweat. I don't know how I got there. And then my wife came in because I'd been shouting. And she said, "What's going on? Are you all right? Why are you shouting the name Lucy?" And I didn't know what to make of it. There was no Lucy in the script. I didn't have a Lucy in my background. And I said, "I had a really bad dream, and I'm not sure how I got here." It was completely disconcerting. I mean, I must have sleptwalked, but I haven't sleptwalked since I was 12. I couldn't get it out of my mind what I just experienced. The lack of sleep became more and more troubling. But I wasn't sure why that was happening, at least not yet. A few nights later, I didn't want to disturb my family, so I decided I'll go downstairs and work on my script. I went downstairs in the dining room. They had this great huge table, and I started trying to work on my lines. And I'm the only one that's up at this point. Everybody else is sleeping. The house is quiet. So I'm sitting at the dining room table and I'm looking at my script, and a chill came over the room. And I felt a presence in this room. I was aware that I wasn't alone. It was the sense of somebody watching me. I looked up to see if anybody was there. I distinctly saw this figure, this older gentleman standing in the doorway to the dining room. That completely freaked me out. And he's just standing there looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And it seemed like for ages, but it must have been just a flash. I didn't know what to do. To have him right there in my face was too much. I couldn't take it. I was kind of hyperventilating. And he backed up and vanished. I hadn't had anything like that happen to me before. It started to make me feel like maybe I'm getting unraveled here. Did I see what I think I just saw? This is impossible. I wanted to get out of that room. And I woke up my wife and I told her. She said, "Oh, you're imagining things." And I had a hard time convincing her that I'd seen what I saw. It seemed like maybe what I should do is bring this up with the people at the manor house. The next morning, I went downstairs and saw Sam, the caretaker, and I wanted to confront him about what I'd seen. I approached him and I said, "Hey, Sam, can I talk to you about something that I saw? A man?" And he just kind of looked at me and said,
"I don't want to talk about that, Mr. Carradine."
And he walked away. It made me more concerned about what may or may not be cohabiting with us in the manor house. And I thought, okay, maybe I should try talking to our cook, Judy. So I went over to Judy and I asked her, "Is this place haunted?" Judy just kind of looked at me.
"It was a fire."
And she said, "Well, we have a former resident named Archie Creary. He lived here in the early 20s. And one day when he was out, the Black and Tans, this was a group that came out of England that terrorized and just tore up Ireland. They came through the manor house and they murdered his wife, which he discovered upon his return."
"Lucy?"
Archie snapped. The next day they found him hanging in the dining room. It was completely mind-blowing. She went on to say that Lucy was Archie's wife. I'm just stunned. And it sort of made sense, the nightmares that I was having. It was like I was tapped into the experience that Archie and Lucy had gone through.
Lucy!
According to Judy, on and off over the years, there have been sightings of Archie in the manor house. He did not let go of his connection to that place. I wanted to get my wife and kids and have them put us in a motel or something. It was almost unbearable, but I had to soldier on because there was really no other place for them to put us at that time. And believe me when I tell you, I didn't have a lot of sleep those last few days. I couldn't wait to get home. Years later, when my family and I returned to Ireland, we drove out past the manor house and discovered that it had been abandoned. So I guess Archie got everybody out of there. Hopefully, Archie's found his rest finally somewhere.
Hi, this is M.R. Gorka, author of Demons Among Us, shocking real-life stories from the paranormal. And you're listening to Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast with Aaron Hunter. All of
this is Welcome. I'm Aaron Hunter, purveyor of paranormal stories, the occult, and the unexplained. Welcome to RPA. I hope you enjoy your stay. Hey guys, Aaron here, and it is Monday, March 11th, 2024, episode 315. How's everyone out there around the world doing? And man, as always, glad to be back in the hot seat. And you guys might have noticed that the Monday show has been kind of absent, but don't worry, just been busy. That's how things go. And one of the reasons is we brought on another show. Every Thursdays will be a show called Strange Reality. It's much like Terry's Mysterious Moments with Terry from Texas. Head scratchers. Everything weird and strange. So check that out. In fact, the first episode released last Thursday. And also, if you guys have forgotten, the first Thursday of the month, bi-monthly, a show called Soul Stories comes out. And last Thursday, a new episode of that released. And of course, next month is skipped. So, bi-monthly. Just remember that. And tomorrow, Aaron's Horror Show with Mr. Aaron Frail. there will not be a new episode. You might have noticed last month he's been absent as well. He's busy. He writes a lot. He's releasing books. In fact, he made a new fantasy series, and I should have wrote down the title. I think it's something like My 3-Year-Old's a Barbarian and Other Parenting Advice, something like that. And it's doing very well. The first book was released, and it just started selling. Over 1,000 sold copies, easily over 1,000 sold copies by now. And he sold the rights to it to a company that wants to make it into an audiobook. So he did that. So he's busy over there. And he'll be back. He's just, you know, he's taking care of his own thing. And of course, it's Wednesday. And this Wednesday, a new episode of Terry's Mysterious Moments with Terry from Texas will be released. And of course, every Friday, as usual, two new entertaining short films. Yeah, it's getting pretty busy over here at RPA, which is good. So yeah, check out the new Thursday show, Strange Reality. And also, this whole week over here, it's in the upper 60s, low 70s. Man, it's like spring. It's weird. It's great, though. And so with that, we're going to do more listener stories. And you guys know what that means. Oh, yeah. Come on. Say it with me. Say it with me. That's right, too. The story then. Follow me right this way. No pushing, no shoving. And the fires are out. We got the fans going. It's nice and cool in here now. The weather is great. Unfortunately, we haven't stocked up the freezer with popsicles yet. And next week, we'll have it stocked up for you guys. But you guys know the deal. Go ahead and grab a beanbag over there in the corner. Find an empty spot on the floor. And as you guys are doing that, I'm going to get comfy. Yeah, my desk here. Oh, yeah, man. And I print off Britt's packet. Let's see what stories Britt has chosen for us. Okay, well, we got a short one and two medium ones. All right. Let me take a sip of my green tea real quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So good when it hits the lips. All right, the first one. This one is by Victor. And it's titled Wet Crosses. Okay, Victor, let's see what you got, man. About 3 years ago, I had went to work with my father. We worked that day until about 12 p.m. On our way home from work, we get a call from my brother's wife. She was scared. She had said that she dropped her twin daughters off at school, and she came home and went to bed. But something woke her up in the morning, and something she couldn't really see clearly. We asked her what she had seen, and she answered, a black figure, more like a shadow. She called us that day because my brother was at work and she was home alone. But that's not the only thing that happened. She also said that there were wet crosses in her two doors. One was the bathroom door, and the other one was on the actual room door. She tried rubbing them off, but it was just there. We couldn't believe what she was saying, so we had to stop by. We pulled up and immediately see what she was talking about. The crosses didn't smell like anything. It was just standing out from the door color as a wet mark. We didn't know what or who could have done this, but it was something we never found an answer to. They were so scared, they moved to another house, and nothing seemed to happen after that. But what she went through that day was unexplainable. I searched on the internet, and there was a story that was similar, but the only difference was that the other person did not see a black figure or a shadow. The crosses could or might be there to this day. I actually know the people who moved into that house, but never asked about the crosses. It's a family of four kids and the mother and dad. They have one little girl who they say stares off at moments in a room, and they are worried because she won't say why she's doing that. What do you think? Thank you. And that was from Victor. Victor, thank you very much for sharing. Short and sweet, and I have to say, every once in a while, we get a story that's pretty unique to me. You know, all the books I read and all the stories that you guys send in. Every once in a while, you know, something comes up that I've never, ever heard of. And in this case, you know, the symbol of the cross and these two doors are, well, they're just sticking out, embedded in the doors. You know, you can't wipe them off. It's not like it's water or something else on the exterior of the doors. Yeah. That's interesting. And they were so scared they moved away. I take it they must not belong to a faith, because if they did, I would assume they would go and consult, you know, their spiritual leaders. Yeah, very interesting. And she says she was woken up and she saw a black figure, or more like a shadow. And then, you know, the people that moved into the house, and you didn't say anything, you didn't tell them about it, and they never mention about the crosses, but they have, you know, these children, and there's this little girl that every once in a while she stares off into a room, and she won't tell, you know, the parents why she's doing that. Kind of creepy. Yeah, I don't know what to think about that, but yeah, the you know, symbols in this case, the crosses embedded within the doors all of a sudden. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think anything malevolent would use a holy symbol, right? And it doesn't seem to be doing anything. She just woke up, saw something moving about in her room, and now you got these two crosses and these two doors. And you're not mentioning that there's bad smells or anything else. So it's kind of like a, I don't know what to think about it, but it's unique. Yeah, Victor, thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, that's a first. I don't know. But I don't think a malevolent spirit would be using holy symbols, right? All right, what's next? What do we got?
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat, it's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
This one is by Katie, and it's titled, The Argument. Okay, Katie, let's see what you got, man. It was not uncommon for a mother and a daughter to get into arguments. However, it is odd how this argument came to an end. I, at the time, was around 16 years old, and me being 16 liked to argue my point across. But one day, my argument turned into a larger dispute with my mother. We were in the living room yelling across at each other. We were becoming more infuriated, and in my mind, at the time, I remembered we weren't going to get over this argument like we normally do. As this argument had came to climax, on the table were car keys and a stack of papers. The papers and car keys went flying to the center of the living room floor. No one had touched them, and there was no draft or fan on to blow anything. It just landed perfectly in the center of the living room floor. I remember turning to my mother and looking at her, and at almost the same time, we both asked each other, "Did you see that?" It was something that was so crazy to have occurred that we were stunned. Needless to say, our argument ended, and after that, there was almost a peace in the air rather than anger and hostility that we had before. I walked over and picked up the papers and keys and placed them back on the table like they were before. We tried to go back to normal after that and didn't really talk about it until later. But when my mom decided to talk about it, she also tried to make it into a joke and said, "Oh, well, I guess someone doesn't like us arguing." I don't know what type of spirit cares whether or not a mother and a daughter argue, but I'd like to think it was a guardian angel of some sort. Love the stories. And that's from Katie. Katie, thank you very much for sharing. Great story. This is kind of like a feel-good story, I think. You guys know this. We get stories all the time of, you know, things disappearing, things moving around. You know, kind of like playful spirits. Not a lot of banging of doors and banging of the walls. Just little things like that. And in this case, it looks like it, whatever it is, it didn't like you guys arguing. And like you said, after that happened, you guys just stopped arguing because you were so surprised at what you just saw. And then all of a sudden, it felt peaceful around. You know, you guys calmed down. It stunned you. And after that, you your mom just, you know, it's kind of like a joke of the house. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be nice if it was a guardian angel, but either way, it looks like it worked, whatever it was. Well, it's a good thing. At least you guys stop arguing. Hey, Katie, thank you again for sharing. That's an interesting thing. You know, if something like that happened, even though you're arguing and you stop arguing, but you gotta wonder, okay, did this really just happen? Of course it did, because now we have keys and a stack of papers right in on the center of the living room floor where we're arguing. Yeah, I would set up cameras, you know, and see if it happens again. I don't know. But yeah, thank you again. All right, what's next? What do we got? This one is titled Workplace Haunting, and it's by Thor. Okay, Thor, let's see what you got, man. About 3 years ago, I started working a new job in a building that has a large shop and office located basically in the middle of nowhere. And ever since I started this job, there have been some strange things going on in this building. Most of them, myself and the other employees, have been able to find logical explanations for, such as creaking noises and hearing footsteps and voices. It's basically a pole barn type of building, and we do tend to get a lot of wind around here, so the creaking noises we always just chalked up to the wind. And the voices we always just assumed was someone on the other side of the building talking, and their voice just carried through the building. It's a pretty open building, so I always figured that's what it was. But recently, there have been a few things that stood out, and it seems like the activity is getting more and more extreme. For example, a couple of weeks ago, myself and one of our shop guys were talking in the shop area, and out of nowhere, some lights in the shop turned off. We were the only people in the shop at the time, and we know that nobody turned the lights off because from where we were standing, the light switch was about 10 feet away, and we would have seen someone walk in and shut it off. But the really strange part is when we walked over to the switch, it had physically been turned off. None of the other lights in the building were off, so we knew it wasn't a power outage or anything like that. And just a couple days ago, I was sitting in my office working on the computer, and I had an empty soda bottle sitting on my desk in front of me. I'm just typing away on my computer, and suddenly, the soda bottle gets knocked over quite hard. I know for sure I didn't touch it because both my hands were on the keyboard at the time. And I know it didn't happen because I bumped the desk or my leg or anything, because it was a very heavy desk and it takes a lot of force to make it budge. I was told at one point that the previous owner of the building had died of a heart attack in the building about 5 or 6 years ago. Now, I'm not saying that's his ghost or anything, but I guess it could be a possibility. There have also been a number of fatal accidents nearby over the years. Now, for example, a farmer was killed on the highway right in front of the building about a year ago when he was crossing the highway with a piece of farm equipment and was struck by another vehicle. So far, all the activity seems to be harmless in nature, almost like someone is trying to get our attention. Or at least, that's my take on it. What do you think? Keep on reading. And that's from Thor. Thor, thank you very much for sharing. Hey, that's a great story. It could be. You know, you never know. A bunch of deaths around, you're out there in the middle of nowhere. The owner died of a heart attack in that place. And it looks like it picked up, like I said, just recently. You know, lights are going off. Yeah, the soda bottle right in front of you at your work desk. Interesting stuff. And yeah, like I said, it seems to be harmless. Yeah, these things, you know, it's like your typical haunting. We get stories like this all the time. You know, things moving around, like I mentioned in the previous stories. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be doing anything wrong, but yeah, it might be trying to get your attention for whatever reason. I don't know. Thanks again, Thor. And, well, that's it, guys. I know, short and sweet. You know, a bunch of short stories, but they're good stories. Keep on sending your stories in, guys, if you want. For you new guys, just send your stories to Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com, and I'll read it off on a future episode. And guys, don't forget about the new show on Thursdays, Strange Reality. Check it out. I'm going to make it short and sweet as well. So I am calling it. The show's been produced by myself and Britton, and it's also made possible by LaFosse Corporation. And man, we love you. Oh yeah, we do. As always, thank you, and good night.
First taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.